Give Us This Day is a devotional reflection upon the New Testament lesson appointed for the morning office from the Book of Common Prayer 1928. These devotionals are written and presented by Father Charles Erlinson, who serves at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Tyler, Texas. Father Charles' devotionals can be found both in print and online.
Today is Saturday of the 15th Sunday after Trinity. The lesson is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you as if I were present the second time, and being absent, now I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again I will not spare. Since ye seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you word is not weak, but is mighty in you. For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and ye are strong. And this also we wish, even your perfection. Therefore I write these things being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification and not to destruction. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. Greet one another with an holy kiss. All the saints salute you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.
In St. Paul's final words of the two letters we have of his to the Corinthian church, he speaks of power and weakness in the kingdom of God, especially as it relates to Christian ministry. For those who are familiar with St. Paul's writings, it will come as no surprise, even if it remains somewhat strange and mysterious, that St. Paul so often speaks of his weakness, and yet even 2,000 years later, manifests himself in his letters as the most powerful personality in the history of the church, outside of Jesus himself. Theologically, Paul's strength in his weakness is no mystery. We've all read 2 Corinthians 12:9 and understood that Jesus told him, "My strength is made perfect in weakness." Therefore, Paul himself can say in 12:10, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." We know as well that though Jesus was crucified in weakness and yet lives by the power of God, 13:3. But what are we to make of Paul's words in verse 4, that we are also weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you? Sometimes Paul seems like the big bad wolf, ready to blow the Corinthian house down, and other times he comes as gentle as a dove. How can Paul juggle the two? It seems as if the following is what is going on in the life and ministry of St. Paul, and what is commended to our lives and ministries as well. Paul, who believed himself strong in himself, is shown his weakness by the power of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Paul learned through his ministry of suffering that he was weak, not only before God, but also before the demands of a life that is submitted to the Lord and that will suffer on behalf of the Lord. Having submitted and being conquered by his Lord, Paul's weakness now becomes his strength, because it was now the power of Jesus Christ and not his own power that inspired and vivified him. In his own self, then, Paul is weak, but in the Lord he is strong. For this reason, Paul can continually submit to the weakness of his own infirmities, the persecution of his ministry, and the thankless and painful job of ministering to the Corinthian church and other churches. Yet, because Paul has submitted to Christ, he is strengthened to do all that God has called him to do. There is another side to Paul's strength and weakness. In 2 Corinthians 13:10 and in other places, Paul makes clear that he could come to the Corinthians with his full strength, authority, and ferocity. At times, Paul does speak and act with great strength and authority, and he reminds the Corinthians that he can be like this whenever it becomes necessary. But how many times does he prefer to come like a father to his children, not wishing to have to rebuke or discipline them. Paul therefore will come with the strength of humility, love, and self-denial, but also with the power of Christ. First, gently and patiently, and then forcefully and with discipline, if necessary. Following the example of his master, his principle is that we are weak that you may be made strong. He will spend and be spent on the church he loves, and when he is emptied of self and weak, the love and strength of Christ inhabits him. In spite of the difficulties of his ministry and the hard-headedness of the Corinthians, no, actually because of them, Paul's final words to the Corinthians are, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen."
This has been a presentation of Always with Christ Radio in the Anglican Way.